Is the experience of Nibbana, that is the cessation of all formations, the same for a stream enterer, once returner, etc.? Or does the experience manifest differently depending on the level of realization? Do the suttas or commentaries touch on this subject? Any stories from the forest tradition related to it? In the texts, that experience of Nibbana, it's actually the same for stream enterer, once returner, I mean, in the sense that one is getting a glimpse of that and seeing clearly the cessation of becoming and a window into the relinquishment of the stream of attachment and desire, so that that experience is the same, but then it's experienced differently in the sense of strength or manifestation of it would be a bit more clearer, longer lasting in the later stages of the path. And I'm not 100% sure that it's clearly laid out in the suttas. I'm just sort of trying to remember where that memory is coming from. And I'm not 100% sure whether it's suttas or commentary that speaks of that. And for the in terms of the forest tradition, in terms of comparisons like that, nothing's coming to mind.